The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Right, news listeners, I know you know what day it is, but we gotta say it anyway. It's Friday, and it's time to get your Friday edition of the news show started. It's the 24th of January, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Looks like we might be getting a low-cost iPhone coming from Apple pretty soon. That is, if these rumors are true. You know, a lot of times they don't turn out to be, but hey, we're gonna tell you anyway. From what we're hearing now, it looks like this low-cost iPhone will start manufacturing sometime next month, and we actually could be seeing a launch as soon as March. Really? That fast? As far as these rumors go of what the phone is gonna be like, they're saying it's gonna be similar to a design of, say, an iPhone 8. We'll offer a 4.7-inch LCD display. No LED here. The bezels on the thing gonna be a bit on the thick side. And we'll have a Touch ID home button. Yes, an actual button. Meaning no Face ID will be on board this thing. Kinda see where this is going, don't you? It isn't the low-budget iPhone, it's the cheap iPhone. This cheap iPhone, however, though, will have 3 GB of RAM on board and will be running the A13 chip. As far as cheap goes, how cheap are we talking? Well, if you think $399 is cheap, then yeah, that's cheap. Personally, no, it could be cheaper. Though the current iPhone 8 is actually selling for $449. Users on Android feel a little frustrated because it keeps crashing on you? Well, you're not alone. Twitter actually rolled out this update on January 21st. And from what we're seeing, people, yeah, they're highly complaining that, hey, I'm in the middle of a tweet and boom, it's gone. Twitter has actually issued a statement via, whoa, where else? Twitter, saying they are actually investigating a problem with the latest version of their app on Android. Sorry for the inconvenience. Yeah, they actually put that there. Meaning, if you haven't updated, don't do it. Also meaning, if you have updated, well, you're just gonna have to wait. Now to our U.S. listeners that's being affected by your PS View. Yes, your online television that'll soon be dead. You might have noticed something today. The PlayStation View service has now changed to YouTube TV. Yes, we all know that come January 30th, that's the day the View will die. But Google has been able to rear its head in for your PS4 so that you can continue enjoying your IPTV. All for the lovely price of $50 a month. Though we all know that YouTube TV used to be $40 a month and before that was $30 a month. Kind of see a trend here. Don't you? Pretty much every year has gone by since YouTube TVs went live. Yeah, it's gone up about 10 bucks. At least they keep adding channels, though. And at least it doesn't leave PS4 users in the dark with no streaming television. Though one has to wonder, how much did Google pay Sony to do this? And finally, Razer fans. Oh yeah, I'm talking about the Motorola Razer. You remember those phones, don't you? So much flipping action going on. Well, you can relive that again. That is, if you want to shell out $1,500. Now, before you drop to the floor and say, what? This new Razer is a foldable screen phone. Now, we should have seen this coming, shouldn't we? Yeah. I mean, you got those foldable displays now that Samsung's pushing our way for $2,000. Motorola's saying, hey, everybody loved the Razer. Now we can have a foldable phone again. And we're not going to have to wait too long either. February 6th, yeah. So no, not a whole lot of time to come up with $1,500. With pre-orders starting on the 26th of January. So what you gonna get with your new flip phone? Well, you're gonna get a flexible 6.2-inch display that's running, yep, you guessed it, Android. And by the sound of it too, you're gonna get that poor camera quality you always got with the Razer 2. Plus a mid-range Snapdragon 710 processor. Yeah, from what we can tell right now, the specs really aren't living up to the price. Most of the money, yes, is pretty much in that foldable screen. But if you were one of those people that just had a hard time giving up your Razer and you still need that flip experience, this might be the phone for you. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. All of our podcasts are over there, as well as our blog, constantly being updated with the latest tech news, so go check it out for yourself today. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But please come by our BTN community at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it. So join us in the community today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.